I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, get ready, guys. The gloves are, if you have kids in the car, I want you to turn in the back seat and say, don't act like this today or when you get older. Roy and Choppy don't know what's coming. The gloves may come off because we're talking about the greatest player in all of sports.
You shut up!
At least basketball. At least basketball, because Mike Trout is still doing work. Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station. Our trip to Florida is at 7:40 for you to win as our way to say thank you for turning it on, leaving it on. This is just a simple true or false LeBron James questionnaire. Okay? 877-881-1053. Autoflex Leasing Fantex. 877-881-1053. It is fair to now put LeBron James in the Michael Jordan discussion. RJ Choppy, true or false?
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
So true.
Yeah, true.
Okay, Dub?
True.
Okay, easy.
Super easy.
Next. There is a case to be made that LeBron James could potentially top Michael Jordan.
Yeah, true.
True?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would have to be done?
I win 4 more rings. That would help.
Okay.
In Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Actually, you know what? Win this year.
Because Choppy loves championships.
No, but Roy, you know, you can move the goalposts all you want. I've said it a million times. In basketball, you have to count them. The star matters. In baseball, you never count them. Doesn't matter.
Okay, you just
Ernie Banks never went to, you know, never won a World Series. Ted Williams never won a World Series. Doesn't matter. Still great.
But you just went from 4 titles to 1 this year, so.
Right. Because if he wins this year and beats Golden State, if he beats the Rockets, I don't care. If he wins this year and beats 4 Hall of Famers by himself.
But what if the Rockets are good enough to beat the Warriors?
Again, it's, you know, there's still a difference. There's still a difference in beating 4 Hall of Famers versus 2. You know, you beat 4 Springfield, whatever, Massachusetts guys, Hall of Famers. That sets you apart. And you beat them by yourself, not with Kyrie, not with Kevin Love playing at a high level, but by yourself, and which is what he's done this postseason, that is an achievement that even Michael Jordan never accomplished. So if he wins the title this year and beats Golden State while all 4 guys are playing and not injured,
right?
Like Steph got hurt, you know, Draymond was out that year, you know, for a game. Then I think you can honestly say that, yeah, you know what? I think it's fair to say that he has eclipsed him. If he goes to Philadelphia and cherry picks off what they have, or Boston, you know, whatever, then it's like, okay, I don't care how many you win.
But how will the cherry picking be different versus him going to Miami and then getting Kevin Love and Kyrie? Why would Philly be different?
Going to Miami, that was fraudulent.
Okay.
That was fraudulent. But, I mean, now we're talking about he's got all these run-throughs the East, which I don't really know how to judge his runs through the East. Jordan always said the toughest part of his finals runs was getting through the Eastern Conference. For LeBron, it's just the finals.
Right. Because
the East is a cakewalk. So I don't really know how to – I can't really judge the, 8 or 9 in a row that he goes to. But, I mean, you win enough and you put up the numbers because he's going to wind up surpassing him because he's going to play longer in just about every stat. So if he were to go and – if he wins the title this year over Golden State, I think we could have that discussion. But if he goes to Philadelphia, I mean, if he signs a 4-year deal with that team, he basically has to win 3 or 4 of them.
Okay, so RJ's saying true to there is a chance he could catch or pass Mike. And, of course, Roy, you're true on that as well.
Correct.
Okay, now we'll start this one with you. Do you have anything to add to any of that?
No, I think I would agree that yes, if he does it this year, the case is solidified for those who are still clinging to the fact that they think Michael was better. I think you could split hairs by asking the question, who's the better all-around basketball player versus, like, who's the better competitor or the better champion, and you could split hairs in a lot of ways in that regard. There are many people, though, that would say that LeBron has already done enough or is on the pace to already do enough to surpass Michael, and I'm one of those.
All right, next one. LeBron James, just simple, true or false with RJ and Roy. LeBron James has played with inferior teammates versus Michael's.
True for the majority of his tenure. He did have a short time in Miami where I think you could make the case that Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh were as good of a group as anything Michael played with. That's the only group you can make that case with, and don't give me Kyrie and Kevin, because both the years that he did it, one of them was hurt, or both of them were hurt throughout the playoffs to help him.
Reword the question again.
LeBron James has played with inferior help.
Oh, false. He's not. Michael's had two guys who were multi-time All-Stars, Rodman and Pippen. Now, they were all-time greats. Pippen's a top 50 player of all time. I don't think Rodman is, but he is an all-time great. But LeBron, and look, the lion's share of LeBron's postseason success has come in Miami, not in Cleveland. It's right. Come in Miami. It's two titles, all four finals appearances in the 4 years there. In Cleveland, he's gone every year that he's been there to the finals, 1-1. But again, I don't really value getting through the Eastern Conference. I don't value it.
LeBron's a better player than he was when he was in Miami, right?
Yes.
So, like, if you thought that was the greatest that LeBron has ever done, and now we see him in Cleveland, and in my opinion, he's taken his game up two notches.
It's because of his shooting to me.
Yes.
Better free throw shooter, better three-point shooter. I have to look at the numbers. I would guess he's never been more efficient.
He's a lot more. He's shooting 54% from the field this season. Like,
that's near a big man.
That's shocking to go along with the guarantee of 8 rebounds and 8 boards at the age of 33 or whatever he is.
See, what gets lost with the teammate thing is LeBron, because he played with, like, LeBron played with more players. So when you say Jordan had Rodman and Pippen, well, you got to factor in the number of years he had Rodman and Pippen. You could throw in Kukoc. You could throw in your role players. Like, you know, look, Steve Kerr was a bum, okay? We all love to throw out Steve Kerr and, you know, John Paxson. These guys were one-dimensional players. They were souped-up Tim Legler's.
Couldn't play defense.
If you're old, we love to throw it out because we know we know Steve Kerr's name.
Yeah.
You know, so Steve Kerr was a bum. He was B.J. Armstrong. He was Craig Hodges. That's all he was. He hit the big shot versus Utah. Paxson did it against the Lakers. He did it. He had the killer shot against the Suns. But we need to remember the number of years that Mike played with Pippen. And that doesn't, you know, and then we compare it to LeBron, and you run off Bosh, Wade, Kyrie, Kevin Love. I would probably say that Michael had more help if I had to go between the true or false in that.
Real quick, on the on LeBron's efficiency, his highest.
Now, if LeBron played with Wade for as long as Mike played with Pippen, I would have a different answer.
Yeah, I mean, Mike played with Pippen for 8 years.
Was it only 8?
9. Well, because remember, it was 5 before the
baseball.
It was 88 to 93, and then 96 to 98.
And if you want to factor in coaching and help, you can call LeBron a coach killer. But you know, Mike had Phil Jackson.
Yeah. LeBron's best years were 2007 through 2014. So 2007, where he went to the finals, and then through his last year in Miami. Those were his best years, according to these, you know, player efficiency ratings. But look, I still think, I mean, when you have, you know, Wade and Pippen, I think they cancel each other out. Okay. I think there's a lot of people who put Wade over Pippen all time.
Okay, and there'd be a lot of people.
A lot of people who go the other side.
I think it's pretty even.
I think Pippen, I'd rather have Pippen, because I think Pippen did the dirty work that Wade wouldn't do. But Bosh or Rodman, You know, again, dirty work versus more efficient player.
They're both offensive versus defensive specialists.
Right. Now, the only thing Jordan didn't have was another guy who could score like Kyrie. That's right. But again, Jordan's teams were defensively amazing.
Yes.
They were, and Michael was too.
Yeah.
And LeBron is, but those Bulls teams defensively, my goodness.
What I don't want to fall into is Charles Barkley. I love Charles, but this old person bullheaded mentality, I'll just never change. I've named my top five and I'll never change it. And I think a lot of us do this. If you're in Chop and I's generation or older, you're just never going to be convinced. It does not matter.
Yeah, here's
and Roy and Sandler and Kavanaugh and some of the younger guys in the station, they'll have that as well, probably. There's just a stubbornness where we want to never bend. And for Charles to say, the argument should always be able to change. It should always be able to evolve. And for Charles to say, nope, it's just LeBron's like 7 on my list with Kobe at 6, and I'm not going to change my top 5. Now, right. That's stupid.
Right, and here's the other. There's two things. I think Broussard said this, and I can't believe I'm quoting Chris Broussard.
Chris Broussard.
He said that, you know, when millennials or the younger generation starts to drive the narrative on when they become the preeminent media members and talk show hosts, their team LeBron. LeBron James will become the greatest player in 15 years when 30-year-olds are now 40, and they're driving the national media landscape. And he's right on that. And I can't believe I'm saying that. But what I don't want to happen is one guy becomes the better player, but one guy had the better career, and there's two different greatest of all times. All right. Brady's had a better career. Manny's a better player. I don't want that. Like, LeBron might be the better player, but he's never going to have the career Michael had.
Was there never an argument, though, for the likes of, like, Bill Russell?
Yeah, of course there was.
Or Will? I mean,
sure.
My question is, when MJ was in his prime, because I wasn't really having the conversations when MJ was in his prime, were those guys just discarded and it was thought that there's no argument here?
No.
So it's
Bill Russell is just, you know, thought of as all-time champion, obviously because of all the rings.
Yeah.
And Wilt, I mean, Wilt, I think, outside of Jordan, is many people who are older would say he's the greatest of all time. And their argument was always Michael didn't change the game. They didn't change the rules for Michael. Right. They changed basically every rule in the NBA for Wilt. The lane was...
Some people try to throw Kareem up in it.
Yeah. I mean, go look at the lane in, like, the 50s, the way the basketball lane was. It was 3 feet wide.
So Tiger Woods was asked the other day about these two legends against each other. Michael's greatness, LeBron's greatness, what separates them, Tiger, or what makes them similar?
First of all, I think that being great is doing something that, you know, no one can do, but also what separates those people, the ones you mentioned, like LeBron, or like what I'm thinking of with MJ or Gretzky, it's just the duration. They're able to do it not just for 1 year or not just for one game, not just for a little spell, is that they're able to do it for a number of years and accumulates highlights that, you know, we will always look at. And they're peppered in our memories. And, you know, to dominate something is one thing. You know, every player out here can have one good week, you know, and blow away the field. Okay, great. Now, can you do it for a month? Can you do it for a year? Now, do it for a decade. Do it for a decade plus. And, you know, then they start separating, you know, what is truly great. And in our sport, there's been a few guys who've had runs where they've lasted for, you know, well over a decade and into two. And that's what separates greatness. And what LeBron has done for what reasons now, it's just remarkable because it's that type of longevity. And to be able to be up for that long a period of time, and to be able to adjust as well, because we all know as we age that we're not going to be as athletic as we used to be. And so you have to do it different ways.
Great answer from LT Gray on greatness.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.